A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Krisus Yud Zayin, Krisus 17a, pagination is 33. We'll start at the last line of the page, the start of the fourth perek. The topic that will be discussed in this Mishnah is Asham Talui, the case of Lo Hoda. A person is not clear after the event occurred if indeed he has sinned or not. And one hashkafa, one attitude that's being learnt over here, is certainly that when a person's not sure if he did the wrong thing, he might easily rationalize and say, probably not, or probably don't have to deal with it. And the lesson over here is that these things are so serious that they need an atonement karbon in the interim. That's the Asham Talui, the Asham that's waiting. And if it turns out that he actually did it, he finds out at some point that the sin was committed, then he would at that point bring a Karban Chatas in addition to the Asham Talui that was brought before. So the Mishnah discusses the cases involved. We begin. Safek ochal chelev, safek lo ochal. If a person is misupak, he's unsure, doesn't know. If he ate the chelev, the forbidden fat, or he did not eat the forbidden fat, then this can, of course, take place. Either doesn't know if he ate forbidden fat, or there are two portions in front of him. One is kosher, one is not. He definitely ate, but he doesn't know if he ate the forbidden one. The word safek is a word that comes up quite prominently in most people's learning regarding bein hashmashos. At the end of the day, there's sunset, which we consider the end of the day, but it's not yet definitively night. We have another term known as nightfall, Tzeis HaKochavim, that makes it definitively night. And that area in between is called Bein HaShmashos, between the watches. Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It's a Safek if it's daytime or nighttime. In that particular case, we might have that sunset occurs at a certain time, and we would consider it bein hashmashos, not yet clear if it's night, until perhaps 50 minutes. And therefore, when Shabbos begins, for example, we would make sure not to be doing forbidden acts by the time shkia, sunset, comes along. But when Shabbos is out, Shabbos is ending, we would wait until nightfall before we know for sure that the day is over and the night, meaning the start of the new Jewish day, has begun. So again, the Mishnah says, Safek ochal chelev, safek lo ochal. He has a safek, he's not sure if he ate chelev or he didn't. Fafilu ochal, and even if he did eat it, he knows he ate from that plate. Safek yeshbo kishir v'safek einbo. He's not sure if he ate enough to be what we call the requisite portion, so that he's in violation, or he ate less than that, perhaps. Continuing in the Mishnah on the start of Amud Beis, shuman v'chelev lefanov, kosher fats and non-kosher fats are in front of him. V'achal echad mehen, and he ate one of them. V'ein yodea ezemein achal, and is not sure which one he ate. Ishto va'achoso imo bebayis, his wife, who's permitted to him, and his sister, who's forbidden to him, are living with him in the same house, and an accident happened. He doesn't know for sure who he was with that night. Shogag ba'achas mehen, he's unsure. Ve'ene yodea be'ezimem shogag, he doesn't know which one. Shabbos v'yom chol, Shabbos and weekday. V'asa malacha be'achad mayam. He did malacha, and he can't figure out on the calendar which day he did that malacha. Ve'inu yodei be'ezem mayam asa. If he did a forbidden act or not, maybe asham talui. These are cases that he will bring this karbon that's brought besafek, in doubt, and it's talui, it waits, if it will indeed atone, or if he finds out for sure that he did it, he's going to have to bring a karbon chatos. The Mishnah continues. Kishem shem ochal chelev v'chelev behelam achas ena chayev ela chatos achas. The same way that if a person ate two portions of chelev in one forgetfulness, he's only going to be obligated in one karban chatos. Kach kein alo hoda shalahen. Similarly, in a case where he's not sure if he did it, and it was all done in one time period, where he didn't realize his doubt yet, he would only bring one karban asham talui on that entire time period. However, if there was knowledge in between, the same way that he would be bringing a separate karban chatos on each one, so he would bring a separate asham talui. He's only finding out that it was doubt. But whatever it is that he needs to find out in between, that would separate and require, impose a new karban. The Mishnah continues, Kishem she'ochal chelev v'dam u'pigul v'noser be'alam achas, chayev okal achas v'achas. Just like if a person ate different types of forbidden foods, forbidden fat, blood, different karbanos that are forbidden. So those are different violations, even if they're done in the same forgetfulness, but they're different violations, and the karban chatos would be unique for each one. Kach al lo hoda shalohen, mevi asham tali akol achas va'achas. Similarly, in the case of doubt, each one would incur its own asham talui. Yasha koach, thank you for joining.